three nights out of the week, you'll find Moses Sonora at the Randazzo Brothers Boxing Gym on San Antonio's northeast side. He's working the speed bag, driving combination punches into the heavy bags, and getting ready for his next big fight. But look down, and you'll notice that Sonora is missing a leg. He's boxing with a prosthetic limb. The 41-year-old lost his leg during a mortar attack in Iraq in 2004.
To me, it means everything, you know, like a second chance in life.
Sonora grew up boxing in Puerto Rico with his father training him. He boxed some while in the Army. Sonora counts himself as lucky because he only lost his left leg.
So every time that I throw, I got my right leg to push up forward.
Sonora is among the first fighters in the National Amputee Boxers Association. NABA was founded almost 2 years ago by Shaman Ownsby, a personal trainer who was working with an amputee who wanted to box.
He wanted to go out and have a match, and in the state of Texas or any other state, amputees as an adaptive sport, it was not offered for them to be able to box competitively for the sanction.
San Antonio is a logical place for amputee boxing to develop. The city has a high concentration of wounded vets since it's the home of U.S. military medicine. Owensby's challenge wasn't finding boxers, it was getting sanctioned by the Texas Combative Sports Program. At first, the state didn't understand what amputee boxing was and how it was even possible.
The development of prosthetics over the past 10 years has been so good that it's just taken time for people to actually see it.
Once state officials saw a video of the fighters, their concerns fell away. 2 months ago, Texas became the first state to sanction amputee boxing. Soon after, NABA held its first official fight. The 20 or so members here include fighters who've lost limbs in accidents and to diseases like diabetes. But most are wounded veterans, like 33-year-old Joey Benegas.
After losing my leg, I never would have thought I'd be boxing again.
The retired Army sergeant lost his leg in an IED roadside explosion in Afghanistan. When he came back, he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. He says boxing has been a big help in dealing with the PTSD. He now is better at dealing with the stress and frustrations of daily life and can now get a good night's sleep without medication.
I was, you know, an infantry guy in the Army, and being in the military, you're always physical. You know, most of us are physical, so finding something I could do again as an amputee, it's tough. Your options are limited when you're a physical guy and you lose your leg. So.
And I told everyone of you, these are not easy fights. All of you had to deal, okay? You all had an adversary in front of you that was pretty tough.
That's Santo Randazzo, the owner of the gym. He says others have shunned the amputee boxers, but not here.
Nobody even notices they're any different until they look down, maybe, and at the end of the night, and they realize, wow, that dude missing a leg or something, you know. But boxers are boxers, you know.
Boxers is boxers, some ringside philosophy. But some boxers are more because they have a little less, and they make up for the difference with a lot of heart. The next fight is in May. Until then, the fighters will keep training, and word keeps spreading about the amputee boxers. Their next goal is to be included in the Paralympics. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.